Now, let's move into progress reports, if we can. Item three, and I do suggest we try and keep these short and brief. There are four reports. I'll go first, if I may, on the Hong Kong Island Task Force. As you see, I was elected chair for my sins. In terms of items discussed at our first meeting, Central Wan Chai Bypass noise mitigation measures at the north point end of the bypass. A lot of discussion around the design of a landscape deck above the entrance to the, or the exit rather, entrance or exit, whichever way you're looking at it, to the Central Wan Chai Bypass. Task Force very keen to secure public access to the deck above the entrance. Discussions held both at the committee, both at the task force and separately, on the ways that this might be provided, that it might be dealt with. Discussion goes on. Task force, I think, does feel very strongly that whether it's now or in the future, we should be providing public access to what is a major, major deck above the exit and entrance to the Central Wan Chai Bypass. So again, we'll be watching that as a task force and we'll be coming back to you. Boardwalk under IEC, an ongoing item, as you know. Studies continue. There is a preferred alignment, if you like, now, although, again, that's not didn't receive total support from the membership. We have asked CED to come back with a timetable now. So we have an alignment. We have a design. We now need a program. So we've asked CED to come back with a timetable, particularly having regard to the issue of, obviously, reclamation and having to satisfy overriding public need, which does arise in the case of the boardwalk, hence the discussion later in the agenda today. Facade treatment proposals for the five electricity supply buildings on the central reclamation. We do fly very low on occasions. This is looking literally at the facade of treatment of these five buildings. And again, task force met CED at the task force, but also met them separately. And we have come up with some suggestions as to how the facades might be treated in a way that, in fact, doesn't, if you like, draw attention to the structures, but rather attempts to blend them with the surrounding environment. We then had a session, as you see, on the Sha Tin to Central Link. Again, some good work in terms of dealing with the situation around the new police officers club. We've managed to widen the pedestrian circulation around the club. When it's being rebuilt, re-provided, and generally I think MTR has been quite responsive in that particular area, although again we need to keep a close eye on the facility as it's rebuilt and re-provided. And then finally a scheme above what was the housing society site in North Point. Scheme that Sun and Kay are promoting, residential commercial, came up with several options with different numbers of towers. Task force is concerned about visual intrusion and trying to achieve as much air circulation as possible and preferred what's described here as the nine tower option. So that's been reported to the town planning board, who will be considering the scheme shortly. And then finally, site visit to the central piers, where Paul quite rightly drawn our attention to an issue about relating to cargo handling, the cargo that is delivered to the islands is basically handled and packed and distributed, if you like, on the promenade in fronting the piers, and it is a major obstruction to circulation. So again, we visited and had a look. We've asked Harbour Unit to follow up with the various departments involved to see if we can come up with a practical way, if you like, of at least ensuring that the cargo handling is accommodated in one single area, in one single location, rather than spread across the whole of the promenade, where it is obviously causing some obstruction, some nuisance. So that's a busy first meeting for the Hong Kong Task Force. Any questions on that particular report? Thank you.